Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to answer your questions, issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, acquire knowledge when you're very young, because when you grow up, you're going to be successful and progressful for your society. In this program, we try to give you the tips. We try to give you the information how you can make your children give all that knowledge as young as possible, where you can start up with your children. While on that note, we have with us in our studio today Mr. Salman Akavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Almi of Qum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's an honor. Thank you very much.
Brother Nakavi, in our previous sessions, we talked about how we can help a child maintain relationship with his own self. In this session, I would want to ask you how a child can develop, maintain relationships with other human beings.
Yes, we are talking about the classification of behavior.
Yeah.
As you said, that we have talked about the relationship with oneself and all the various types of things which he has to take care of, she has to take care of as a child or as a parent who is trying to teach and educate their children about these things.
Yes.
So now we come to the point where we have to teach our child about how to maintain relationships.
Yes.
With other human beings.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the other human beings, the first thing which comes is the family.
Okay.
My relationship with my family. Okay. I have to teach him how to behave with his family, which his family means
the parents themselves. Yes.
How he should be able to maintain a relationship with his or her parents. That is very much the foremost thing that has to be taught. And of course, they are grandparents.
Yes.
If people have their children who have their grandparents living with them, or even if not living with them, but how to deal with their grandparents, how to love them, take care of them. How to respect them, how to maintain a good friendly relationship with them, how to take care of them. Many people have grandparents who are of age, they are sick, they are ill, and so many things. So we're just talking about the major issues that are there.
Mm-hmm.
Then at a detailed level, we have to go into the different details, the intricacies of these relationships. But just to give the bigger picture, that as a parent, because we're talking about, our audience are the parents.
Yes.
We're talking to the parents now.
Yeah.
And the parents should know what their scope of guidance and upbringing is. So we talked about how to manage their relationships.
With self.
And now we're talking about with other human beings. And the foremost thing is the family. The relationship which a child should have with the parents themselves. The parents have to teach him or her how to deal with his or her parents.
Yes.
And that, of course, can be done by my parents are alive and my children observe how I am dealing with my parents,
yes.
how I respect them, how I establish that loving relationship with them, that relationship where there's trust,
yeah,
and there's love and there's respect, and he or she observes me taking care of my parents,
okay,
and he or she will certainly
automatically
learn that.
Indeed.
Then comes the level of my siblings,
mm-hmm,
my brothers, okay, and sisters. So how do I deal with my sister? How I deal with my brother?
And if they're elder to you, how
if
do you deal
elder
with
to
them?
You,
they
are
they younger,
younger than you. So many issues are there.
Yes. So these relationship domains are important. How you manage all that is important. And how a child can develop all those skills. We'll continue that discussion with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are talking about how a child can manage relationship with others. And the first thing we came to know about was how he can manage relationship with his family, his parents, his mother, his father, his grandparents, his siblings. And now you're talking about other relationships.
So, yes, as we said, I mean, others, the first thing, the parents themselves, the grandparents, and then the siblings. And then one is getting prepared for marriage.
Yes.
Now he has to know how to manage his relationship with his spouse or
of
her
course.
Spouse. That is also, it has to be taught. It has to be learned in the family.
Okay, so I as a parent have to manage my behavior with my partner so that my child learns how he behaves with his spouse tomorrow.
Exactly. Of course, there are certain things which I cannot teach them. I should send my child to a
trainee, a mentor,
pre-marital course or something like that, where he learns or she learns how to engage. I mean,
how to behave with
how
his
to behave.
Spouse tomorrow.
I mean, unfortunately, in the beginning, there's all love, 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 and then there's quarrel, quarrel, quarrel.
Yes, yes, of course.
So how do we do that?
Because they don't have a proper knowledge about how to deal with all these relationships.
There's a slogan given one of our Iranian scholars in Persian. He says, "Aqilane izdivaj kunid."
Okay, what does that mean?
It means that when you are going to get engaged and going to get married, make a proper intellectual decision.
Yeah.
Understand each other. Understand what your goals
get
are.
Get involved intellectually.
Goals. Are you compatible? Are you compatible?
Yeah.
Before putting on this,
yes,
it's like a chain.
Yeah.
It's not going to be removed easily. So before you put on that chain,
just know that intellectually
what it is,
what kind of chain you're putting on.
And then live in with a loving relationship.
Yeah.
But mostly we do it oppositely.
We start with love and then we try to go to the intellect. All right. So that's
so
an important point.
So this is how I have to learn how to, for example, when I'm getting married, I know how to select my spouse.
Okay.
How to, that selection is done. And then after getting married, how we have to live together.
Yeah.
What are the rules,
the fiqh
rules,
to take care of.
The ethics.
Yeah.
And how to manage these relationships.
Yes.
So I have to learn that.
All right.
Mostly we start learning after
getting into a relationship.
Of course, much of that, it's natural that much of that learning comes afterwards, but you have to be prepared for that.
Yes, yes.
At least
you
on a theoretical level.
Definitely.
And then comes our relationship with our children. I have
okay.
to be able to, when
be
my
tomorrow,
child
yeah.
is going to become a parent,
yeah.
then how to manage his or her relationship with their children.
Well, that's a turn over here. So what other relations a child has to learn? I'll talk on that note with you after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are talking about how a child can manage relationship with others. Mr. Naqvi, so far you said how he can manage relationship with his parents. He needs to take care of his relationship with grandparents. He needs to take care of his relationship with siblings, be that younger, be that elder. He needs to take care of their relationship with a spouse when he gets elder, when he gets grown up tomorrow. And when he becomes a parent tomorrow, how he develops a relationship with his own children. That all has to be learned from a particular age.
And that's, we were talking about the family relationship, and
yes,
we were talking about the first degree relatives. These are the first degree
first
relatives.
First degree relatives.
And then we have the second degree relatives.
Of course.
A whole big family. Many people have big families, huge
yes,
families, aunts and uncles and cousins and so many.
Joint families.
Extended
yeah,
families, joint families. So many things which have, we have so many relationships we have to manage.
Yes.
And then we have amongst those second-degree relatives, as I said, the blood relatives.
Yes.
And more important than when you get married, you have in-laws.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's the most delicate relationship, which is, you know, which has to be maintained.
Yes. So if you're prepared at a very early age for all that, all those relationships, and when you reach that particular age of marriage, and then when you have in-laws, you don't get into trouble.
Exactly. I mean, the basic values which govern our relationships, basically the general principles are the same for every relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to say and impress upon the audience that there are so many relationships and so many difficulties. Yes, these are challenges, but certain core values, knowledge, skills are there, which are general for all.
Okay.
But then there are certain knowledge and skills which are specific for certain relationships.
Okay.
I mean, certainly the relationship which you have with your parents or your siblings is quite different from what is there with your spouse.
Okay.
So the skill, knowledge and skill set differs quite
There's a huge difference between those maintenance of relationships,
yes,
with your siblings and your spouse and others.
Of course, and your children, and then your blood relatives, then your in-laws. So these are very delicate issues which have to be managed. And one has to be able to, one should be prepared. I mean, what are we targeting? We are targeting general competencies in human behavior.
Yeah.
We're not talking about professional competencies. We're not talking about that. It's just one aspect of our lives.
Okay.
Professional competencies, I'm becoming a doctor, I'm becoming an engineer, I'm becoming a software specialist, I'm becoming a manager.
Yeah. Well, so these were all general relationships one has to take care of, one has to learn at a very early age. And as soon as a child learns all that, he gets into developed into what we want, and maybe when he is, professional at this general level, he gets professional at a social level as well tomorrow. Thank you so much, Mr. Naqvi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions for us, you have any feedback, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on these social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also download our programs on our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanullah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returns upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned, perfect with no flaws.